New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Hi, Tyler. How are you?
I'm good, but honestly, the weekends these days feel like a 30-minute lunch break.
What are you talking about?
It's just you blink and the weekend's done.
Because you're so excited to get back in here and do this.
I get it.
Where else would you rather be?
Nowhere.
Yeah, exactly,
right,
exactly. Did you have a good weekend? What did you get up to?
I did. Had a great weekend. Went to Wine Machine
out
at Dalwood Estate.
How was that?
It was good. It was hot.
Yeah.
But it was good.
What time did that wrap up?
Oh, my God.
Was it Saturday?
I'll tell you more about it later in the show. But it wrapped up at 11.
Yeah.
And we didn't make it back to Newcastle until 2 a.m.
Oof.
Because the bus systems...
Was so good.
We're red hot. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'll tell you more about that
yeah,
later.
Yeah.
And then last night, there were, like, heaps of signs up on, like, Beaumont Street, Derby Street, that there were night markets at Dixon Park.
Yeah.
Got there. Not one food truck to be seen. God, I was mad.
What were they just selling little...
Well, it said Delish Night Market, Sunday 19th of March from 6 till 10 at Dixon Park Beach.
And so were they there at all?
None.
Not one. That's gypped.
Isn't it?
Did they get the date wrong on the sign, maybe?
Well, I don't know. I was annoyed and hungry.
I can imagine.
And if I'm hungry, you can imagine my partner, Marcus, hangry. So I'm like, quick, think on our feet. Feed the hangry man.
So what did you do?
We got grilled.
Oh, fine. Yeah, smart.
All's well that ends well, but I mean...
Not really.
Promise night markets.
Yeah, don't
can not
deliver.
Can you at least show up with the food trucks?
Yeah, minimum.
Anyway, how
That's
was
minimum.
Your weekend?
Oh, brilliant.
Good.
Had a great weekend. Just at home stuff, shop stuff.
Nice.
But, oh, God, I enjoyed it.
Hot.
Was a little bit warm, but, you know.
It was hot, mate.
Bits and pieces. What do you do? Just
hot.
Put on the aircon. You're all right. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. I think I've stopped melting, kind of.
Well, because you're out west, aren't you?
Don't. No, I don't know,
Crevo.
She's really not that
hot. Yeah, it's... No, you know what? People go, oh, Maitland's that close, but it's not. It's hotter out there.
Oh, yeah.
Maitland is so much hotter than Newcastle. It's actually ridiculous.
Anyone that says it's not doesn't get it.
They don't get it. Even I was saying at my house yesterday at Waratah, the Waratah men are 39. So imagine Maitland.
Nah, we cracked the 40s, mate.
Cracked the 40s.
It's different out there.
Oh, it's gross.
It's built differently. All right. Well, we'll be catching up with Jess to go a bit more on those local news headlines just a few minutes. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, up first, of course, a big weekend of sport in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah. So, started on Friday night. The Knights had their first home game. They played very well.
Not good enough,
but I think we did have the Dolphins worried for a hot sec.
It was a very good game. Tyson Gamble's first try.
Yes,
oh,
some very lucky tries.
Yes, I know. But then, yeah, we just lost.
I feel like you two are the position of, like, coach and supporter. It's like Tyler is the coach. Like, not good enough, boys.
Yeah. Yep.
And Jess is the supporter. Like, you play really well.
It's okay. If you're not first, you're last. If you don't get a win, try harder. I mean, not that I could do any of the above and try harder for them, but, you know.
In your mind.
A bit of tough love sometimes is what people need. But
yeah, this is true.
A great game to watch.
Yes.
Right up until like the last, 5 minutes?
Yeah, and then we lost 36-20. But, you know, that's in the past. We'll move on.
Move forward.
The Newcastle Jets did okay. They drew with Perth Glory in their home game on Saturday night 2-2. So, more than a loss, we did get ourselves a couple of points. So, we've moved up a little bit on the ladder. So, we're not too far out of the top six now. So, we just need to keep winning so we can get to finals.
Standard soccer scores, aren't they? 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah. Producer Stephen would have frothed that game too, being from Perth.
That's right.
Would have been front and centre.
And what dog has he got in the fight?
Yeah, I wonder who he was rooting for.
Deep down.
We'll ask him that when he gets in.
Yeah.
A true test.
Yeah, and we'll make him tell the truth.
Yeah, and if it's...
We'll hold him down.
If we don't like the answer...
Oh, no, that's something... I feel like you've gone too far there, Jess. I was just going to ask him within, you know...
You know, but if we don't like the answer, we'll get him fired.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's also
that's also extreme.
Really heavy, and I don't know what's heavier.
I'm joking.
Physically restraining him or firing him?
Maybe I'm joking. Don't know. We'll work that out.
We'll find out. Brilliant. Also, now switching gears, a bigger motorcycle collision, which is awful news.
Yeah. So this had everyone on the community pages talking on Saturday night, particularly around the Rutherford Maitland area. There were two rescue helicopters that were called out to Denton Park Drive shortly after 9:30 out at Aberglasslyn. A Harley Davidson somehow struck a concrete median strip on Denton Park Drive and then hit a parked car. There were two people on the motorbike, a 37-year-old female. She was taken to the John Hunter. She's undergone surgery on the weekend for possible head and spinal injuries. Ooh. The male rider, he suffered some fractures as well. He's last reported to be in a stable condition at the John Hunter as well. The Hunter's Crash Investigation Unit is investigating, trying to work out how it happened, but certainly not a good night.
Gee, that's awful.
Yeah.
Thoughts with all of the family and friends and all those involved, because mm-hmm. that is a terrible, terrible thing to happen. And Tyler, they've finally dropped it, the list of the top dog breeds for Newcastle and the Hunter for 2023.
Yeah.
So if you're at your local dog park or whatever, this is what you're going to see running about.
Can I have a guess what the number one dog is?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to say a golden retriever or a Kelpie.
Oh, good guess. Unfortunately, though, incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Although golden, what did you say? Golden retriever. Yeah, it's is it? Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah,
it's number five.
Okay. Yeah.
So coming in at number one, which is the one everyone cares about, the Cavoodle.
What?
Yeah, that was what I thought. But how is that? You know what? People just love those kind of mixed odd breeds, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I thought Frenchies would be up there too.
Frenchies, yeah, they're in the top 10 at number 10.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, those little things with a little snotty, unable to breathe.
My cousin has a Frenchie. In what? The amount of money they have had to spend on this thing, it's not even like 5 years old yet. Its eyes have popped out multiple times, so that's a quick emergency visit to the vet.
Eyes have popped out.
They get so stressed out that like their eye sockets like reject their eyeballs.
That seems unnatural. Now
it's
bizarre. I know that like they're very, very cute. They are extraordinarily cute.
But they're so loud. It's like you're just sitting there on the couch watching TV and this thing's like having an asthma attack. Can you shush?
No, that's just how it breathes.
I know.
At all times.
It's bizarre.
Labrador Retriever up there at number two.
Yeah, because I feel like the lab would have been number one for ages,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, knocked off the top spot.
By a Cavoodle.
Cavoodle.
Oh, my God, pick a better dog.
The Greyhound in at number three, which is good.
That's very good. I love to hear that. Hopefully they're being adopted, yes.
Oh, my God, I saw the cutest one the other day. It came into the shop.
But they're all, like, gangly.
Yeah, of course. And it came up for a pat, and then it just leaned on me.
Oh!
I was like, oh, you're such a cute dog.
Bless.
And then, yeah, number four is the Border Collie.
Yeah,
always
Border
popular.
Collies are the best. That's on our list. I think you've
got to get a dog.
Are you
going to
get one? Well, yes, but also too, my partner just has commitment issues. He's like, I just don't know which one yet, doll.
Oh, God.
Gotta do our research. I'm like, we've been doing our research for 10 years, mate.
Put all the names of them on a dice and roll it, and
that,
that's it.
Or an Aussie Shepherd.
Oh, also very cute.
The best.
When are you getting a dog,
Busy.
By the way?
I know we need one.
Just hurry up and do it, all
It'll
right?
It'll make me a lot happier, and that's
a lot
gonna
better.
Make your day a lot easier,
Heaps
isn't it?
It's easier. New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3. New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. Next on the show, we found out about how Tyler went a bit wild at a book club.
Yeah, rager. Like a frat party vibes. Like dancing on tables and all that.
Beer pong, the whole box and dice.
Madness.
If you want to hear about that.
I'm still hungover.
I can only imagine.
Look at me.
Yeah, you look it.
I know, I
have nothing
it.
To do with the festival you went to at the weekend.
Not a single thing.
All of that, of course, the details up next. You wake up with the Novos.
Now, yesterday, Crevo, I let you and Stephen know that I had a big rager coming up last night. I needed your tips on hangover cures. I needed a Dezo. I said I needed
so
you to come
ridiculous.
And pick me up on your way to work at 4 a.m. this morning.
Didn't
big
get
party.
A call. Didn't get a call.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Because
I was pretty drunk.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
From your book club.
Yep.
Now, at the book club, tell us how it all went down. Because you were saying, like, there was going to be beer pong, people dancing, like, dancing on tables, stuff like that.
Like frat party vibes, yeah. None of that happened.
Yeah, because it's a book club with old ladies.
We had a beautiful dinner party.
Session.
And it was actually quite an emotional book, so we actually sat at the table at dinner and cried.
All of you cried?
No, but there were parts where that made us very emotional.
Sad.
I know.
See, like, you know what makes me, like, really does make me upset?
What?
Seeing, like, old people cry.
Yeah.
And that, like, in and amongst those, like, wrinkly old people you'd be with, they'll be all crying. Isn't that, doesn't that make you sad?
Old people, Crevo. I'm telling you, the oldest member of our book club would be, like, 32.
I just don't believe it.
I swear to God.
I don't believe it.
I swear to God. Honestly, though, I was going in, like, I was revving up. I thought we were going to have a big party.
A big rager.
None of that happened.
Oh, God.
So disappointing. Also, too, one of the members didn't read the book, didn't even show up. Blamed gastro.
Well, that is the sounds of gastro, I guess.
So now...
That's a big scandal, is it, for your old lady team?
Now, yeah. they're like, we've got to put them on a performance improvement plan because it's like, if you want to be a part of this book club, this is exclusive book club. You need to be able to actually show up. There's, you know what? There's one requirement in this book club. You know what it is? Reading the book.
It sounds so dull.
Shock horror.
You know what? I think for a book club, even it sounds boring. Like all of this, all of these dull requirements.
No, it was actually pretty good. We had a few wines. We had a lovely dinner. We made some gnocchi. We made some garlic bread. Very Italian vibes. It was
okay.
Really good.
Nice.
We read an amazing book. if you've not heard of this book, get on. It's called Heartstrong by Elodie Pullen. A couple of years ago, her partner, he was like a world famous snowboarder, Chumpy Pullen, passed away. It's basically about her story. So and how she like gave birth to his child 9 months after he passed. Oh, like 18 months after he passed away.
Okay.
Very emotional. Get on the book. It was great. Book club is like raging.
It doesn't sound like it.
We were raging.
Big scandal.
I'm so hungover. I need a Red Bull. I need fried chicken. I need 10 coffees. And I need to go and have a nap because these lights are too bright in here. I'm so hungover.
New FM. And on Friday's show, we found out about how producer Stephen and also Tyler got done by Harry Schnitzel Joint.
And we want to know on 4967-4105, did you get stung by Harry Schnitzel Joint thinking that the bloke making all the schnitzels was actually the Harry? Because producer Stephen and I did, and now we feel like absolute idiots when we've realised that's actually not the case.
You both got harried.
We did.
It's like it's a fun marketing thing they say every time. Oh, one schnitzel please, Harry. We know that. Well, I knew straight away.
Did not. Producer Stephen did
that's
not.
That's fun. You know, at the time, I went, oh, that's fun. So obviously, he's not there.
We thought, oh, maybe, surely we're not the only ones in Newcastle that thought the same thing. But it almost appears so because we've got barely any phone calls.
Yeah, it's just you two. Also, Michelle on Instagram has said, the person who owns Harry Schnitzel Joint is called Harry.
Yeah, Michelle, we know that now.
We got that.
We figured that out. Thanks.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Harry, you cheeky dog. I'm with you guys. I'm a long-time local, and I'm absolutely shook. I thought he was out the back there, just the hardest worker in Newcastle, just frying up all these schnitzels and serving them out.
Thank you.
How embarrassing.
So embarrassing. But I feel comfort, Katie, knowing that I'm not the only one in Newcastle.
Oh, it's been Harry.
Tyler, it's me, mate. I wouldn't think... no, I'm pretty dodgy.
Maybe we're just a bit tapped, but slow.
What's your local one, Katie?
Oh, I go everywhere, man, but I thought he was like, I don't know, did they clone him? I didn't really think about it.
She goes everywhere and apparently so does Harry.
Yes, apparently so. Oh, well, there's only three of you in Newcastle who got Harry.
Part of an exclusive club.
The rest of us got it.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, this is your chance to win yourself a couple of Knights tickets. How good's this?
How good's a doubleheader? Back-to-back home games?
Beautiful is what they would say. Now, we're up against the Canberra Raiders for this one. So you know it's going to be a cracking game.
Yep.
Now, if you want to win a double to go along to see that, all you need to do is win three of a kind.
Yeah, we need two contestants on the phone. Call now on 4967 4105. Your name's your buzzer. First of two, best of three. You just have to identify the theme.
Yeah, very easy. Let's do a little trial so people get what it's about, yeah?
Okay, ready?
Yep.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
Coles, Woolies, Aldi.
Crevo.
Hit me.
Supermarkets.
See?
That is so easy. And I did that and I could have won Knights tickets.
Yeah, easy peasy.
4967 4105. If you want to go along to see the Knights for free, Knights
this weekend,
Canberra Raiders, it's going to be an awesome game. Give us a call now and play three of a kind and win. Simple as that.
So simple.
We'll do it up next as you wake up with the Novos, New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is where you go head-to-head with another Novocastrian to see who's better at figuring out the theme of stuff. We say three things, you got to work out what the theme is. Very, very easy.
Yeah, we want to get one lucky winner over to another Knights home game, taking on the Raiders this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium. We've got our runner-up from last week is Billy in Nelson Bay. Hey, Billy.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, mate. You've got another chance to redeem yourself and get along to the Knights game this weekend. Are you feeling lucky, feeling confident?
Yeah, I'm keen. Let's go.
Good.
Yeah, let's go indeed.
Good. Awesome.
We've also got Ty and Madawi. How are you?
Fantastic, yourself?
Oh, never better, Ty. And I love your up and about attitude.
Got no choice but to be. Might as well make the most of it.
Yeah.
May as well.
Indeed.
Shall we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Billy first.
Billy.
Solid. Ty.
Ty.
Nice.
Oof, I like that one.
You get it.
Yeah, you do. All right, let's get into the first one as we play Three of a Kind.
All right, Metabo, Bosch, Stanley.
Ty.
Yeah.
Ty, hit us.
Power tool.
Yeah, it is. Well done. One on the board.
On the board for Ty. Next one. Paring, boning, cleaver.
Ty.
Ty, what is it?
Knife.
Oh!
That is correct.
You got it.
You're our winner. Jeez. Easy as that. You've got yourself a double to see. The Knights versus the Raiders is going to be a cracking game. Hopefully we can pull this one home for the win, eh, Ty?
Hopefully.
Go the Raiders.
Oh, Billy. Billy's back at it again.
You're an absolute rogue. And you know what? I find that amusing.
Yeah, hilarious. We'll get him back again tomorrow.
If we can.
And producer Stephen went to his very first Knights game ever on the weekend. Producer Stephen, how was it?
Yeah, it was good. It was a cool experience. Unfortunately, not the result we were looking for.
So close, though.
Yes, close right until the end there. And it was super exciting. I mean, I haven't seen McDonald Jones Stadium that busy before. They had over 20,000 there.
I was driving nearby in that few hours before,
mm-hmm.
and the traffic and stuff is wild, and everyone walking out there with their jerseys and everything, they know that everyone's got their secret little parking spots that they do, it's only a 9-minute walk from where I secretly park down someone's residential street
in New Lambton, someone's driveway,
exactly. It's all that sort of gear,
and the vibe was just kind of electric in the afternoon in the lead up. Great weather. Everyone's keen for a skewy. Knights are playing their first home game. Is that what it felt like too, Stephen?
Yeah, it was really cool. People started to pack in early. I mean, it was 6 o'clock on a Friday. You'd think people would struggle to get there, from work.
Yeah.
But must have been a lot of early knockoffs, I reckon, around Newey.
Yeah.
Because come 4 o'clock, 4:30, I reckon both hills, it could have been concrete for all I know. You couldn't see grass. So really exciting. Unfortunately, like I said, didn't get the result, but I feel like there's a bit of an understanding because, once again, the Knights find themselves struck by the injury stick and playing depleted. And they put on a good fight, so that's all you can ask for, I guess.
And can I ask, when Tyson Gamble scored that first try, what was the reaction of the whole stadium?
Yeah, it just went up. I feel like they needed a bit of a kick. The crowd needed a bit of a kick. We conceded first. It was a bit flat. I think the mood then was kind of here we go. Here's another Knights season where it's going to be...
We're going to get flogged.
clogged.
Yeah, a bit below par. And then, yeah, Tyson got through for that try. Oh, and everyone went up.
Good try. Oh, my God. Even I was screaming at the television watching it from home. I was like, oh, my God. Now, tell us, what was your favourite thing from the home game? Like, what was the the highlight for you?
I don't know what the highlight was. I think McDonald Jones Stadium put on a pretty good scram, pretty good feed, hey. So at halftime, got myself chips and burger and got myself a little Knights hat as well, so I'm official local. But, yeah, had to do some shopping there. I don't know. I just think the whole atmosphere is so cool. Yeah. Like, I don't know, there's 20,000 there, but for all you know, it feels like 100,000 at the G, you know? Like, everyone's packed in over the top. It's so high. I don't know, as a player, you feel like engulfed by the crowd, I reckon. It's so cool.
It's a good stadium. It's a very cool stadium.
Not a bad seat in the whole place.
The Trots were on next door, too, so put a quick punt on if you wanted to and watch that from the stands as well.
At a distance, bring your binoculars.
That is... My partner Marcus, that is his ideal of a dream date. Footy on one side, Trots on the other, me girl by my side. That's literally what he said to me before. Let's just go and get a sausage sizzle, darling. We'll go and watch the Trots after the game.
And did you?
I mean, romance is not dead. Absolutely not.
Couldn't find a place with a sausage sizzle on.
Not a chance.
Thanks for that, Stephen. Well, do you reckon are you going to get to the next one as well?
I'm going to try my best, absolutely. I'm going to try and get to as many Knights games as I can.
Yeah, bloody oath.
He's a proper local now. Bloody he certainly oath. Is. New FM.
New FM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, Crevo, how would you like to wake up on a Monday morning with an extra $325 in your back pocket?
Oh, it'd be a yes from me, especially a bit of spending damage done over the weekend.
Yeah, as always.
Oh, God. You look at the bank balance, you go, where'd all that money go? Oh, fun and entertainment.
Down
that's
the
where.
Drain.
Exactly.
Well, if you want to win $325 with our trivia check, we are doing that after 7. Don't miss it. It's free money.
That's right. Free money from us, New FM. Next, though... How my dog Molly got into trouble under my house. Details in just a few minutes. And the other day, we're having some electrical work done on the house, just getting some new power points put in.
Oh, yeah.
And to do that, they have to go under the house, which means opening that little trapdoor-y thing at the bottom of the house that stops stuff from going under the house.
Like
right?
Dogs.
Like dogs, for example. And when they were done, they'd finished all the work, it was all good, they left, and they'd left the little door open. Now, Molly, my whippet little dog, has always coveted going under there.
Does she love it?
She's never been under, always sniffing the little gaps. Like,
okay.
What is under there?
What's going on in there?
I've never been in there, and I'm really keen.
And I want to go, I want to suss it out. It's new territory.
Exactly, new territory within the known territory, right? So anyway, the little door's left open. I get home from work, and she'd been out running around the yard, and I was like, what's that in her mouth? What's she got in there?
Yeah.
Is it a slipper or a thong? Oh, no. She's found a mummified, fully dried out, extra large rat.
Oh, my. Mummified.
It was as crispy as the driest jerky. It was so dried out, right, that you could see through as, like, she jumped around through the eye holes, the light pouring through.
No.
Full gross, this thing was.
Was she loving it?
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, I tried to get it off her. She didn't want to give it up.
She wouldn't let her.
She's dropping it, like, rolling her neck in it, and then, like, picking it up again just before I get there, and then running again. She loved this thing. Stinky old, dried up, leathery, shoe sole of a rat.
Yuck.
Absolutely disgusting.
Does she like to eat other weird things?
Oh, if she can.
Or just mummified rats?
Just
her specialty.
Anything gross she can get her little jaws on.
Right.
Like a dried up old lizard or something she's found around the garden.
That's hilarious.
Disgusting. This is what I wanted to do here, though. 4967-4105. What disgusting thing did your dog or pet get into / jump into? These, because sometimes they just get it into their head that that is a great idea and get into something gross.
If you want to share a hilarious story of what kind of weird thing or gross thing your pet has eaten, we'll put you in the draw for 2 tickets to see Velvet Rewired at Civic Theatre Newcastle. It kicks off April 19. It's got Marsha Hines in it.
That'll be awesome.
Set of lungs on her.
At the Civic Theatre, like a free date night.
I cannot recommend that venue enough for a theatre show.
How nice is
it,
right?
It's so good.
4967-4105. Just share a story of what gross thing your pet got into. Maybe they ate it, or maybe they like rolled in it, jumped
just
in it.
Just ragdolled it.
Oh, disgusting. 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM. What disgusting thing did your pet get into is the area we move into after my dog Molly decided to eat a mummified, dried, fully disgusting rat and found under the house.
How big was this rat?
Oh, like cat-sized. Not that big, like but possum. Massive, massive rat.
So gross.
Disgusting, stinky thing. And then it was a game, of course, because I was trying to get the rat off the dog to put in the bin, and the dog did not want to give it up. Oh, it was gross.
Gross.
Running around like it had a floppy shoe in its mouth.
Like beef jerky.
Yuck. It was gross. 4967-4105. If you've got a gross pet, what did it get into story?
Yeah.
Another dog I had in the past, growing up, was called Slipper. Slipper the foxhound.
That's a good name.
Now, Slipper found in the forest, because we lived on a farm, a full kangaroo leg.
What?
That obviously died and it was just rotten and it dragged that thing back into the, like, into the yard.
Do you think
and was
that,
just gumming on it.
Gumming. Do you think Slipper gnawed the leg off the dead roo?
Couldn't
or
tell
the leg
ya.
Fell off?
It was pretty in, like, a degrading kind of stage.
You know what? That is, like, top tier chew toys for any dog. What? A roo leg?
A full leg with the hoof and everything.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Disgusting. Let's go to the phones now.
Yeah, we've got Jenny on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday, Groovers.
Likewise. Now tell us, what gross thing did your pet get into?
So back in the day, we had a three-legged dog called Max. It was Mad Max. It was Mum's dog, by the way. So it only listened to like my parents are Lebanese.
Yep.
We only listened to Mum in Arabic. So whatever the dog would respond to would be Arabic, right?
Yep.
So we used to have a farm that we visited at Lithgow Way, and Mum would say, "Go get your own dinner," in Arabic, right?
Yeah.
This dog would come back with all sorts. Obviously, the rabbits was the normal thing on a farm.
Of course.
And bits and pieces of kangaroos, right?
Yeah.
He would come back with a mutilated quail.
Quail?
And my dad would go off because he would hunt for quails because it was a treat back in the day.
That's
right?
A delicacy, Jenny.
It really is.
And all the bits and pieces all rotten and fallen off it.
There's more. He came back with a frog. That was like a size of, I don't know, half a leg. It was huge. This frog was on steroids or something.
Oh, my God.
And we had no idea what it was. And we don't think it was a frog. We reckon it was an alien or something.
A toad.
Big old dirty toad.
Oh, my God, Jenny.
It's crazy.
Max just likes the finer things in life. He likes the quails. He likes the escargot. Bit of garlic. You're good to go.
He's got class, that dog.
Isn't escargot snails?
Oh, yep.
Frog's legs, something totally different. New FM.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, Crevo, time to give away some free money.
Yes, please. Let's do this thing.
If you want $325 with our Trivia Check, call now. We'll play next. All you got to do is answer one question correctly. You win the cash.
That's right. So simple. One question separates you and $325 this morning.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Hey, Tyler.
Yeah?
What's your name?
Tyler.
Correct.
See?
That's how easy it could be.
4967-4105. Call now if you want to play Trivia Check and win free money.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
How does $325 sound?
Oh, here we go. I would love to give away the money today.
Me and you both.
For a Monday, all you got to do is answer one question correctly. That's how easy it is to win cash money with New FM. $325 on the board. Let's meet our contestant.
We've got Stephanie in Highfields this morning. Hi, Steph.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well.
That's good.
That's the way.
$325, Steph. What would you do with that?
Probably put in my daughter's bank account like a good mum should. Oh my
Bless God. Your sweet soul.
How? What age is your daughter?
43.
Old enough, financially independent.
Very much so.
I don't know why that cracks me up so much, but
you're
it does.
Good mum. Well, let's hope we get these biggies for you today, Steph. Are you ready for your question?
Yes. Yes.
Don't let that 5-second timer get in your head, all right?
Yep.
What does the acronym ZIP stand for in zip code?
No idea.
Have a stab.
Zip.
It stands for Zone Improvement Plan. I mean, that's useless information.
Anyway.
Me neither. It's useless information you'll never forget now, though, Stephanie.
Stephanie loved that. She's like, just give me the money next time, would you?
Shut up. Yeah, give me that money. $350 tomorrow, Crevo.
Certainly is. It's back again. One question. You and the cash. That simple. New FM.
Went to Wine Machine on the weekend, Crevo.
How was it? So it was Saturday, wasn't it?
Saturday afternoon out at the beautiful Dalwood Estate.
Nice one.
That venue is so beautiful. This big, beautiful driveway with, like, huge trees. You know how when you're just driving through, you feel like you're in a bit of a forest?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was really nice. Stinking hot, though.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
my God.
Saturday was hot. Yeah. I mean, what would it have been? 50 degrees? Something like that?
Maybe
50,
more.
60?
Maybe
tell
more.
You.
We did discover, my partner Marcus and I, that he is the diva when it comes to getting ready for a festival.
What do you mean?
So whilst I'm dressed, doing my hair and makeup, he's like full catwalk. Right, what if I wear this shirt with these shorts?
Don't you just throw on a singlet and a bucket hat and away you go?
Well, I think so, but he thought he was like meeting the queen. So I was like, oh, I'm not feeling this, I'll try something else. And then he come back out with other different denim shorts on. I'm like, doll, they're exactly the same as the other ones.
Was but he wearing denim booty shorts?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Nah, he wasn't.
Him.
He tried them on though. and then like some things I was just like, doll, just whack on a shirt and
Doesn't
some
matter.
Shorts and a hat.
It's not a fashion parade.
We're good to go.
Everyone's going to be so sweaty they won't be able to see out their eyes anyway.
That's exactly right. Anyway, so we got there. Marcus looks like he was ready to meet the queen. He looked good, but that was a process.
Yeah.
Also, too, like, a big shout-out to KLP, one of the DJs, who kind of opened the set. The sun was beaming down on this poor girl while she's, like, in the middle of a DJ set. It was so fun, though. She put
Smashed
on a good
it.
Show.
Yeah.
I think the highlight for me was definitely Lime Cordial. Bliss and Esso, though, mate.
Wow.
Esso is jacked.
Like, fit?
So fit. Like, so jacked. And, like, maybe two songs in, shirt off.
I was going to say, did he get his shirt off?
Oh, mate.
Did he now?
The obliques on this bloke, hot.
Yeah, right.
Bliss and Esso have still got it.
Few people looking on his Instagram this morning.
Oh, yeah,
going,
get on
what's
that.
A couple of shirtless pics in the mix.
That.
Oof, okay. That sounds hot.
Also, yeah, very. So, you know, like, obviously there was only one stage. So in between sets, when one band is coming off and the next band is coming on, they were playing bangers. They played Champagne Supernova by Oasis.
Nice.
And I'm disappointed in Newcastle and the Hunter because not one person was belting it out. So I was like, well, I've disowned the whole region.
Just
no
in one,
one.
One fell swoop.
No one sang Champagne Supernova by Oasis in between.
Disappointing.
It was devastating. It was a great day. Had so much fun. Fluids were kept up because it was so damn hot. No shade, but I mean, as soon as the sun went down, it was all good. A shout out to everyone who stuck it out in the heat.
Because you had the fancy VIP tickets, didn't
you? Yeah, we were pretty lucky. We got some VIP tickets.
The celebrity tickets.
Yeah, we were pretty lucky.
Nice one. Did you meet any of the stars backstage?
Nah.
Ah, save that. Too big a star yourself. Fair enough, I get it.
A big shout out, big shout out to the organisers, but whoever organised the buses, you need to get it together.
Was it bad?
It was so bad. The event ended at 11 p.m. We didn't get on a bus until 12:50.
Nearly 1 a.m. is when you got on the bus.
We were so close to getting on a bus, and I said to some bloke who was coordinating all of it, where's this bus going? Because they were going out to Cessnock, Maitland, Newey, Singleton, Gosford and Sydney as well. And I said, what bus is this going to? What location is this bus going to? And the bloke was like, Newey, jump on. And the bus driver goes, bus is full, you got to wait. And they're like, all good, no worries, we'll wait. We waited an hour, nearly 2 hours to get on a bus. So
devastating.
Here's a hot tip. If you feel like that you are ever to organise a festival and you think you've got enough buses, you don't.
Just get some more.
Get more. Oh, my God, there were so many people in our boat. It was just rough.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Crevo Surf Fest kicks off this week.
Yes, it does.
Down at Merriweather Beach. A shout out, I know last week, a shout out to the blokes putting up all the, like, the scaff and the stands and stuff in that stinking hot heat.
That'll be one of the tougher jobs, especially with the water right there going, do you want to come in?
That's a tease, isn't
it? Yeah, it's so teasy and naughty.
I wonder if they could just jump in and keep doing work and then jump back in and come back out.
All the gear gets salty. Can't do that, surely.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, good luck to them.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Next, Crevo, we were talking about last week, Pedro Pascal loves a coffee.
Yeah.
And that has prompted us to be on the hunt for Newcastle's worst coffee order. I think we found it.
Really? Already?
So. Already. Now, on the show on Friday, Crevo, producer Stephen brought to us Pedro Pascal's coffee order. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, let's run through it again, because what they did is papped him, and then you could zoom in on the photo and see what it was, because it was, like, stapled to the outside of the cup.
Which is so bizarre to me that Starbucks, like, staple your coffee order to your cup.
It's just their system of how it works,
makes
right?
makes sense, right? But Pedro Pascal's coffee order, 6 espresso shots on ice. That's it.
You know what? I can sort of empathise.
6 shots?
That's a lot, though.
And how many a day of them is he having?
I don't know. Maybe he sips that throughout the day.
What, like a martini?
Yeah, well, I reckon, because I have a triple to start the day on ice.
So you're in the category of psychopaths having this much coffee in the morning.
I just have a little drop of milk in there as well to mix it up.
Yeah, we'll see.
But
that
not every time.
That waters it down a little bit.
But only a little dash. And not like often I'll just put it on ice. I reckon that's good.
We did put this on our socials yesterday because we are officially on the hunt for Newcastle's worst coffee order. And I think we've found one that's up there.
Oh, God.
Lou obviously must work at a cafe that also sells cinnamon donuts, right? She said, I had a lady order a 1/8 shot of a coffee with 8 pumps of caramel syrup in her latte. All I can smell is caramel. It's basically a milkshake at this stage. Another one is 1/2 shot with 10 raw sugars, but we must not have too much cinnamon sugar on the donuts, otherwise we'll get in trouble.
This is ridiculous, isn't it?
Right.
There's some crazy coffee orders out there. 4967-4105. Maybe you work at a cafe and you see absolutely terrible ones, you want to dob them in.
Can you top that?
Unlikely. Or maybe you want to dob yourself or a friend in.
Yeah, dob in your friends. If you know that they've got a really bad coffee order.
Ridiculous ones like that.
We want to hear about it. 4967-4105, if you share Newcastle's worst coffee order with us, we will put you in the draw to win 2 tickets to Velvet Rewired at Civic Theatre in Newcastle. Kicks off April 19, starring Marsha Hines.
We're giving away a couple of tickets today, I think, aren't
it's
we?
Always yeah. a good time.
Oh, at the Civic, you know it's going to be good for free. Right?
Yes.
4967-4105, just for sharing a horrific coffee order. The worst coffee orders is the area we move into here.
Yeah, we are on the hunt for Newcastle's worst coffee order after Pedro Pascal basically orders just like 6 straight shots of coffee, espressos on ice.
Which I don't think is that bad.
Oh, that's criminal.
Like, as long as he sip on it, but if he's slamming it down, that's pretty gross, I guess.
It is heavy.
What about, as you mentioned before, his guts?
Oh, I would hate to know what's going on inside his guts after he downs that coffee.
Heaps of swirling and
that,
gurgling.
That is the kind of order that would hit the bowels straight away. Is it not?
Good morning if you're enjoying your breakfast this morning. But we are talking about coffee, I guess. So 4967-4105, worst coffee orders. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
We've got Gabby up first. Hi, Gabby.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Very well. Now tell us, have you heard of a really bad coffee order before? Have you got one?
I've heard of a couple, actually. I thought I'd gross you out this morning.
Hit us.
There was a guy I used to date, and I remember we once went to one of the major coffee chains. He basically said, can you fill up the cup, like a third full with hazelnut syrup, and then do a double shot coffee on top of that? And I remember just being, oh, so bad.
And that's why you're no longer together. It's an absolute no.
Absolutely.
That's just a vessel for sugar.
It really is. Like, you know, then he'd be bouncing off the wall for half the day and he wouldn't know why. It's like, it's your drink.
What yeah, you totally. That's basically a milkshake.
That's disgusting. Thanks for that one, Gabby.
Anna has commented on our Facebook post. She's often embarrassed to order a filthy hippie because it confuses people and she feels high maintenance. Do you know what a filthy hippie is?
No. What's that?
It's a double shot chai with a shot of coffee. That's the filthy bit.
Right.
And then the hippie bit is alternative milk, not just cow's milk.
That is embarrassing. I get that. It's a no from me.
Tara has also commented on the post saying, I was in Macca's drive-thru and the young guy asked me if my order was the coffee with seven sugars. Absolutely not. Seven sugars in a coffee.
Sounds like Gabby's boyfriend.
Oh, a whole lot of milkshakes going on here. If you wake up craving a coffee with seven sugars, you're not craving caffeine, mate.
No, your body is saying, give me your sugar.
Check yourself.
Exactly. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
All right, Tyler, something interesting you mentioned to me on Friday.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Does a parent do that? And you're like, yeah, they do. Especially when there's multiple kids in the family.
Yeah.
We are, of course, discussing the favourite child.
I could put my life savings on me being the favourite kid.
Like as in a bet?
Yep.
Really? Do you, are siblings not, do they not worried about this or?
I feel like if I was to go head to head with my other siblings, they would say that they're also the favourite, but they're lunatics.
Okay.
There's so, not a chance in hell that any of them are the favourite.
Only one way to settle this.
Yep.
Call your mum.
All right.
So we'll do that on the air next and find out who is the favourite child in Tyler's family up next. And look, Friday when we were working out the show, we got chatting about who is the favourite child.
We did.
And Tyler, oh God, you're so confident that it's you.
Yeah, 100% it's me. I'm one of four.
I was going to say, you got a lot in your family, don't you?
I'm the eldest. So, I think also almost by default, the oldest child is always the favourite, unless you're the youngest.
Why are you so confident that it's you?
So, for me and my relationship with my mother, Don Don, she calls me whenever there's a slight inconvenience, whenever there's a family drama, I'm the one that she comes to.
That just seems like maybe you're good at problem solving.
There's
doesn't
no
mean
way.
You're the favourite.
Nah, it does. But also, too, I can also confidently say that she was pretty devo when she found out I now have to work early mornings because it's like muscle memory to call me for her on her way to work every morning. So, I could tell that there was a tiny piece of her heartbreaking when she's like, oh, I'm happy you're working early mornings now, but what's going to happen like on my way to work, on my commute? Can't call you anymore. Anyway.
So you're very, yeah, okay. That's evidence piece number two.
Also recipes. Like if I cook something,
yeah,
she'll call me and be like, that was so nice. How do I make that? I want that recipe. There's no way she's calling my brothers to go, oh, whatever you cooked on the weekend, can I have the recipe? Or like, how do you do that?
So you're the only girl as well?
No. Two girls, two boys. There's no way she's calling my brothers or my other sister for recipe tips. Not a chance.
Do you have like a great deal of happiness in being what you consider the favourite?
It's not happiness, but I've got tickets on myself for sure. Like right. I am the superior sibling, but also too, I feel like my older brother and my younger sister are kind of on my tail because they have given my mother grandchildren.
Surely they're the favourite now.
When I have my own children, it's over for them. Like, oh, my kids will be mum's favourite grandchildren as well.
Guarantee. You're confident in this, aren't you?
So confident. Now, so much so that I called my mum on Friday afternoon just to check if she would kind of just say it on the record for me.
Yeah, so we were recording her without her knowing.
Yeah, which is illegal, but whatever.
But we filled her in afterwards and she said okay.
We broke it to her.
Yeah, we did. This is how it went down on Friday after the show.
What's going on?
I'm at work.
Oh, just quickly, I was just thinking the other day.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite kid?
Well...
Yeah, you do, don't you? And it's me, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can't say that.
Got that on the record. Thanks, Don Don. Love you. Have a good weekend.
You are terrible.
Love you. Got to go now. I'm busy. I'm at work. You're at work too. See ya.
You know what? For someone who's the favourite kid, you don't treat her very nicely.
I do. This is just the relationship.
Gotta go. See ya.
Love you.
Got what I wanted. Now I'm off.
She did text me after this, Crevo, saying, mind you, I would tell your other siblings if they did ask.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And I was like, I knew it. But then the audacity on this woman, she goes, actually, I take it back. I think it's Marcus.
UFM, what's the goss up next?
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say Adele. My name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
I got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, what's the goss this morning?
Well, Jason Derulo's on his way to Australia for an extended stay as well. He's been announced as a judge for the upcoming season of The Voice. So he's replacing Keith Urban. He joins returning judges, Jess Malboy, Rita Ora, and Guy Sebastian. Obviously this will be part of a launch of his new album as well. His fifth studio album's not far away from coming out. So
jeez.
Imagine when they want that comeback, you know, they get themselves on telly and then they perform on telly and then the album comes out and it's all this media train.
Now, he would be hogging the majority of the, like, judge budget, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He'd be the marquee signing.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually forgot for a hot minute there that Jason Derulo can sing. I was like, why on earth would he be going on The Voice? Because he's been crowned the TikTok king recently. And I just thought, oh, he's just famous because he's online. I genuinely forgot that man can sing.
He's got 57 million followers on TikTok,
huge on TikTok.
I forgot.
Huge.
He's only 33. Gee, like, it feels like he's been around forever.
Forever.
Well, he has, you know. I mean, it's probably been 15-plus years that he's been around.
He totally has been around for a while.
High exposure. I mean, that's a long time, isn't it, to be doing hits? He hasn't done one for a while, though.
I wonder if he'll get his shirt off on the telly.
Probably.
He's in good condition, isn't he? Speaking of big artists as well, fans are outraged at Drake's ticket prices.
Oh, my
God. I don't know if you guys have seen this. So it's all a blur tour, which is kicking off, I think, in New Orleans in mid-year June, I think, has been announced. Tickets have come out, but only the top 1% can go. Nosebleed seats are $300.
How does that compare to Pink's Newcastle show?
Oh, good question. Well, I know when I was looking at Harry Styles tickets for Marcus for Christmas, aka for me for Christmas, and the cheapest there, I think maybe was $160, $170, and I thought that was pretty ripe for nosebleeds. Yeah.
When I last looked, I thought the most expensive tickets for Pink here at McDonald Jones Stadium were $400.
Yeah, right.
And so the cheapest for Drake are $300.
What are the most Spenno going for?
Couple grand, and they're reselling and stuff now. The biggest backlash, though, I don't know if you guys have seen it, it's pretty funny. It sounded like a war on the internet, basically, because Drake's tickets are more expensive than Beyonce's for her latest tour, so everyone's got their 2 cents on, you know, who should be charging more, Beyonce or Drake, and it started this whole feud.
Well, I would be backing in Beyonce. Oh, my God. I would never come for the Beehive ever.
No one
ever comes for the Beehive because they will eat you alive. And when it comes to Drake v Beyonce,
Drake's
fans have got no leg to stand on.
I think Drake's fans are, more likely to pay up. I don't know why. I just think that Beyonce's fans, if she charged that much, there'd be a full outright, a full backlash on her.
Oh, but she wouldn't, though, because she cares about her fans.
That's
Beyonce.
Right. Yes, whereas Drake
gets it.
He just loves money.
Drake's just making us refinance our home loan so we can just enjoy a bit of live music.
Man,
how rough
after
is
my
that?
Own heart.
Yeah, so rough.
Yeah, Newcastle's biggest cash grabber over here.
I reckon he's. I think if you can charge it, if people are buying them. Do it. Yeah, sell it. That's the true. Market.
Who's the idiot here? The one that's selling them or the ones that are buying it?
Yeah. It's capitalist society.
Yep.
New FM.
New FM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
What you doing down there, Tyler?
Not much. Full disclosure here. I'm doing the show from the floor because I'm an old woman that's injured her back.
All morning, Tyler has been sitting on the floor on the carpet tiles down there.
But you would never know, would you, because I'm a true professional.
Media professional. You can do it. Tomorrow, we're doing it from the roof.
You never know.
Which is a bit of fun. How'd you do your back in?
Stretching of all things. Mobility. How embarrassing. I've got to say, though, I don't know if anyone else suffers this.
It's been weeks now.
No, it hasn't. Thank you very much. I did it late last week. Don't try and...
We're on to the second week.
Don't try and make me out as like a full cripple yet, please.
2 weeks is weeks.
No. Last Wednesday I did it, kekahead. Also, though, I don't know if anyone else suffers this, but if I sit on the floor for too long, I get an itchy bum. Do you get that?
No. I think
the carpet's kind of making me a bit itchy.
Is something crawled up in there, maybe?
Maybe. Oh, nah. A
little knit or something.
Knit.
It's all possible.
Anyway, next, a big debate that we need Newcastle to help settle, because between the team, myself, you, and producer Stephen, I think my argument is way better.
It's wrong.
But you two think it's wrong, so I need Newcastle to back me here, because I'm a minority here.
You're feeling sort of discriminated against?
Yeah, because look at you talking down to me here while I'm sitting on the floor.
On the floor. It's got nothing to do with the argument anyway. All of that on the end is you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. New FM, you're right down there?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, big debate that went down within our team here, Crevo, late last week.
It started in your house, didn't it?
Well, no, I asked you what I was going to make for dinner that night. And I was like, maybe I'll have tacos. And you were like, yeah, of course, the hard ones. And I was like, no. If I'm making fish tacos, I am making it with a hard taco shell.
That's just a weak burrito. That's if you have a soft taco shell. That's stupid.
Hard taco shells are the worst thing ever. Soft shells are way better. And then, of course, we asked producer Stephen where he stands on this, and he also said hard like an absolute muppet.
The thing with soft is, right, you've got no texture to it. Hard gives you an extra crunch, an extra saltiness. It's like having a delicious corn chip with your taco fillings.
And you
Yum.
Know what else happens? They stab you in the mouth. They stab you in the roof of the mouth, and then you're stuck with swollen gums for weeks afterwards.
Do you have a really weak mouth or something?
Probably, yes. Like you know me.
A soft gum.
I'm a weakling at the best of times, yes. But I still stand by the fact that soft tacos are way better. And as if soft tacos don't have texture. They're soft. That's what gives them texture.
It's like a melty, weakling texture.
So you're saying you don't like a burrito?
That's different.
It's the same bread.
And not as good anyway. Nah, yeah, you know what? Hard tacos and nachos all the way. Burritos and soft tacos can jump in the lake.
Oh, my God.
You know what? They can jump in the swamp here at Sandgate. That's how bad they are.
All right. Now you're being a bit dramatic, don't you think?
No, they're the worst foods ever invented.
Oh, my God.
In fact, I'm saying they should be banned in Newcastle.
Oh, for God's sake.
If I could petition our council to do something, it would be to ban any kind of soft taco or burrito.
You're going to call New Italy and tell her to get rid of soft tacos from Newcastle altogether?
I dare you. Well, I'll do it.
Okay.
That doesn't sound very hard at all.
I've got a number.
Okay, we'll do that after the show. But for now, let's debate it and let Newcastle decide once and for all.
4967-4105, soft v hard.
I like it hard.
What are you going?
I always like it hard.
Do you?
Yeah. 4967-4105, soft versus hard. As if you're going to be weakling soft team Tyler. Sounds terrible.
Team soft is actually quite a nice place to be. Thank you very much.
Sounds awful.
If you do call and share your thoughts, soft taco, be hard taco, we will hook you up with 2 tickets to New FM's advanced screening of John Wick Chapter 4 going down this Wednesday night at Event Cinemas in Katara. If you join Team Crevo...
Soft tacos are the worst.
They're not. Hard tacos suck.
Okay, cool. We'll decide it by your calls next. And hard versus soft tacos. We do the groundbreaking stuff here at New FM because you are wrong, Tyler, by picking soft tacos. Soft, weak. That's all I think of. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish is what that is.
What do you mean? So you're saying anyone that likes a soft taco is weak and soft on the inside.
They don't understand food. That's all I'm saying.
God.
It's hard. You got to pick the hard shell tacos. Much better. Adds an extra element, like a textural element.
Sometimes it doesn't always need to be hard.
Okay. I mean, that's just your opinion.
Just
for me,
letting you
it's
got
to always be hard.
It doesn't have to always be hard.
It's much better, though. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, let's start this with Trish in Rutherford. Hey, Trish.
How you going?
Very
Morning.
Well.
Morning.
Now, tell us, soft or hard?
soft, of course.
Thank you very much.
You know, never like it hard, Trish.
Look, years ago, yes, but since the soft ones have come out, I prefer the soft ones. Yeah. So, yeah.
Way better.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Up next, we've got Gay in Warners Bay. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Never better. It's a Monday. I'm up and about. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, and you're right. Hard taco shells are the only way to go.
Thank you very much.
Gay, why?
Tuesdays wouldn't be the same without hard taco shells.
Thank you.
Gay, why? Why do you prefer a hard shell?
You pop them in the oven, they're nice and crispy.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
just delicious.
And it comes out extra hard. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, you get it. All right, let's wrap things up with Nat. How's Cessnock this morning?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's the way. Now, do you prefer it soft or hard?
Well, I actually prefer both at the same time.
Porque no los dos?
Yes. So,
do you put one inside the other?
You get a hard taco,
yeah,
and then you wrap a small one on the outside that then doesn't make the taco seem as hard on the inside, and you still got that softness, so you mix it up.
So you're putting, are you putting hard into soft?
Soft into hard.
Or soft into hard?
Hard into soft.
It's confusing, isn't it?
It is confusing, but I like what you're doing there.
Yeah, so you start with your hard taco, then you get a soft one and put it on the outside, and then put your fillings in. And give it a go. I guarantee you'll love it.
This also makes sense because I feel like I don't like hard tacos because they just crack and all the guts just falls out of them straight away, right? But if you've got the soft shell there, see, the safe option, the reliable option, the soft taco to catch everything that the hard taco can't hold.
Don't try and spin this like you've won.
Hard taco is absolutely useless. Oh. See, the soft taco comes back to save the day. Now, I think you're onto something here, sis. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I reckon for that, we're going to throw two Velvet tickets your way to see Velvet Rewired at Civic Theatre in Newcastle. Kicks off April 19. Nice date night. All thanks to you just sharing your knowledge, Nat. Well done.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
That doesn't really settle the debate, though, does it? I still stand by the hard tacos being absolutely weak, not holding in the guts of the actual best bit of the taco.
I like Nat's idea, to be honest, putting hard into soft. I'm all about that. Anyway.
Hard into soft is not a bad idea.
Sure.
Does that, like, logistically work?
Yeah.
Hard into soft?
Yeah. Okay. Just listen to... You're not listening to what Nat says. You don't care about our listeners.
But I'm just
trying
to visualise it, you know?
All right, fair enough. That's us done and dusted for today. Have a great Monday, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya!